WJTL, Brad and Rebecca, all you've done. Shane and Shane, without you, good morning to you. It's 6:32.
Hey, good morning. It is Winning Wednesday today, and we are celebrating by giving away passes to the Christmas Spirit Light Show. It's opening November 30th at Clipper Magazine Stadium. Tune in for details and chances to win all day long.
We're also celebrating Thanksgiving at Water Street Mission with Lisa Landis, and we go live to a report. Good morning, Lisa.
Hey, good morning. Yes, it's a tradition. We are broadcasting live this morning from the Water Street Mission Dining Hall, and slowly we have guests coming into the dining hall for breakfast. Coming up around 6:50, you're going to get to meet one of the Water Street Mission guests, Todd, getting to know him here at the dining hall table, and really look forward to you meeting him on the radio. But right now I'm here with the Water Street Mission president, Jack Crowley. Jack, let's quickly talk about the Rescue Mission food drive. How does it work?
Yeah, it's that time of year, and the food drive for us runs from November till almost the end of December. And really, the food that comes in during the food drive helps provide throughout the whole year for our guests and also to help some of our friends in the community.
And talk quickly about the different drop-off points, and also let's talk about your partners.
Sure. So you can drop off your non-perishable items, canned goods, box goods at Turkey Hill Minute Markets, M&T Bank, Sharp Shopper, or Wheatland Federal Credit Union locations. Any of those, you can drop it off and it'll get to us. And the food drive's great because we partner with, it's not just for Water Street, it also benefits Life Path Christian Ministries, which is the York Rescue Mission, and Bethesda Mission up in Harrisburg. So regardless of where you live, where you're located, you can help your local mission through the Rescue Mission food drive.
What should we not put in the box or the bag?
Anything that needs to be refrigerated or perishable items that aren't going to last, because it may take a couple days to get to us before we can get it in storage. We want to make sure that the food is all still safe and good.
And I'm assuming all these details on this printout sheet are at WSM.org.
Absolutely. You can go there. Just look for the Rescue Mission Food Drive when you get to WSM.org.
All right, Fred, I'm going to send it back to you, and we will connect again right around 6:50.
Awesome. Great job. Coming up, more music, Matthew West and Riley Clemens.